The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to BitBoy Crypto. My name is Ben. Tonight we're going to be talking about whether you should sell all of your Bitcoin and all of your assets right now, or whether we're going to see the moon. We're going to be talking about Celsius mostly in this video, to be honest with you. That's what we're going to cover mostly. But thank you to all the people that came out in Chicago last night. Y'all are awesome. Book tour is going great. I've got we have three more stops. We're in Minneapolis right now. We're going to be doing Minneapolis tomorrow, Boston on Friday, Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Boom, going to the Capitol. May not be the last time you see me in the Capitol here in the coming weeks and months. There you go. So, look, let's talk about this tweet from Michael Burry. Michael Burry, famous from that one movie, what is it, The Big Short? I watched it finally for the first time a couple weeks ago. It was actually a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. I think that Christian Bale played a great role as Michael Burry. But look, Michael Burry has been wrong a lot about things in the last couple of years. But he said, sell everything, or either maybe just said, sell. And I do say, he's talking about the stock market mostly. But when you look at Jim Cramer just said, buy the stock market dip. And that's really concerning because he's always wrong, as everybody knows. People say, I'm always wrong. No, Jim Cramer's literally always wrong. He said Bitcoin's a scam. It literally pumped 50% right after that. It happens all the time. The guy knows nothing about what he's talking about. Now, if you need some kind of treatment for your bald head, for your cul-de-sac, if you will, Mr. Brad Sherman, or if you need something for like Mr. Clean, like shiny head, you can hit him up. He knows what he's talking about there. Okay, Jim Cramer knows how to rock a bald hair or a bald head, but anything else, nah, he don't know about it. So in my opinion, what we are gonna see here is I think we are gonna see Bitcoin go to 25 to 30K and then come back, but I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't mind if we had some type of dip in the next couple of weeks that sent Bitcoin back to, I think it's 19,990 is where the CME gap is somewhere around there. I think that's where it is. I need to look it up and get the official number for you guys. I think if my memory serves me correct, that's the official number. But the problem is you know, we've had a lot of upward momentum for Bitcoin, and for it to dip back down to 20,000, it feels like, oh no, here we go again. But guys, if we can go back down to basically 20,000 and hold it, that's going to be really big going forward, because I think we're going to set 20K as the new floor, and then we're going to see probably 25K is the floor after that, once we go to maybe 35 or 40. This is just what we see, right? We go back to 2019 bull market or bear market, beginning of the bull market, if you will, because we had already bottomed in December 2018. What you'll see is two massive bull traps before we finally started the bull market. And I think that's what we're probably going to see again. Got nothing to think we're going to see anything different. So in my opinion, I wouldn't take Michael Burry's, his message with too much context for crypto, other than to say that, in my opinion, we could still see the stock market go down and we could still see Bitcoin go up. We have the FOMC meeting tomorrow. Look, guys, we're getting good news out of that. It's coming in as 25 bips. We might get some language that they're going to pause or not raise very much after that. So in my opinion, I do think we're going to see some good stuff. Now, let's talk about Celsius. Guys, the independent examiner that was, put on the case here has came out with their report. You guys see my bag? There's no underwear in there. Stop looking for it, you weirdos. The fact is, well, I do have underwear. It's just in a bag. Thanks, Allison. I have bags within my bags. Oh, it's my new Burberry bag. I bought a new Burberry shirt. Do you want to see it? There it is. It's going to look fresh. Should I wear it to Minnesota or should I wear it to Boston? Let me know. Comment down below. So, look, they put out this report. It's really not funny because it sucks, okay? First of all, the reporter, the independent investigator, literally used the term Ponzi-like in the language. Now, there's some people, guys, I just feel sorry for the people that are still supporting Celsius. I really do, because they've kind of like dug their own grave, and they've really got to the position where they've dug their heels in and they can't get out now. Guys, there's no reorganization happening. After this report today, that is dead. I see no, and look, I possibly supported a reorg because all the people that were the bad actors are pretty much gone. However, you know, it's still the same company, yada, yada, yada. The problem is this report is very, very clear that this is a Ponzi scheme. There's one part in the report where they say, well, if they would have done this, then it would pass all the requirements for a Ponzi scheme. Guys, this is what you have to understand about this. The independent examiner is a fact finder. They're not a determiner of criminality, okay? And they're not a determiner of specific violations. So what's going on here is the report has put this very plain. The sell token, Ponzi scheme. The way they were paying customers, Ponzi scheme, okay? It's very clear. What they're waiting for now is someone to come behind them. Excuse me, pardon me. Whether it's going to be somebody throughout Joe Biden, I don't think Joe Biden makes a determination. I think it'd probably be the SEC or another judge would come out and say and basically declare this a straight up Ponzi scheme. And once this occurs, first of all, there's probably criminal charges coming for guys. I'll be honest. I mean, I've tried to stay neutral on Alex for the last few months, but I don't see how he wriggles out of this I'm just trying to be neutral. I don't see how he wriggles out of this without some kind of charges. You know, I think the Southern District of New York, nor it's the Eastern District of New York, has already gone after him. We'll see what happens. I mean, look, how much of this was Alex, how much of this was FTX is hard to really say, but I don't think there's any way he's going to be able to get out of this without some type of having to go, you know, for some type of trial. Like, I just don't see it happening, or a settlement or something. There's just too many problems in this report with the sell token specifically. So I think that's what I see happening. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I do play one on TV. But the fact is that, you know, I just think that's what we're going to see. I think that's what's going to happen. And when it comes to customers, they're talking about clawbacks again. So they're talking about getting, you know, retail clawbacks for people that withdrew a bunch of money. Now, one thing that's interesting is, if you guys know about us, as a company, we use Celsius like idiots. We use it like a bank account. So we were making regular withdrawals like every week or every month, whatever the case may be. And so for us, we were using it as business expenses. That's a defense against clawbacks. So if you were withdrawing the money 90 days beforehand, but you were doing it regularly, then you're going to be okay. It's the people that pulled all of their money off at one time because maybe they had some rumblings of what was coming. Those are the people that they're going to go after and maybe win, but you're still only going to, you're going to end up only having to give it back 50%. But I'll tell you this, they will never see a dime from me. Never. That's a promise. That's a promise, guys. That's an absolute promise. You're never going to see it. Never going to happen. So I would rather, they'll have to send me to debtor's prison. You guys know that doesn't exist, but they'll have to send me to debtor's prison before they get a dime of my money. I'll flop bankruptcy on my whole entire company and start a new one so they don't get it. No, they're never going to get it from me, period. They're never going to get it. So good luck on that. Good luck on that, folks. I don't play by the rules. I don't know if y'all have figured that out yet. But the thing is, if you are someone who is caught up in a potential clawback, which can I just be clear here? I don't think we're going to see the clawbacks. I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to be too much negative press. This is what's going to happen, in my opinion. Binance is going to buy it, just like they bought Voyager. They're going to offer you 50% on your money. You're going to get it back. They don't want the negativity of clawbacks, and it's going to be done. So that's definitely what I see happening. But I think with this report, it's very, very concerning. And for me, going forward, I don't see any way that the top executives stay out of trouble. I don't see any way that the reorg is able to happen that the Celsius people wanted. And look, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't know what I want to happen with Celsius at this point. I just want some of my money back. That's all. That'd be great. And I'll tell you guys the same thing I told the Voyager folks the other night, which is, like, if you can get anything back and you can get it back quick, get it. And I think that's what we should all be positioning for. I don't care who owns it. I don't care who buys it. I don't care who organizes it. I want my money by the summer. I want my money by the summer. So if they can support that, then I can support that. We need this to be quick because I can get the money out and I can do more with it. I can put it on 39X leverage and make $1 zillion. Obviously, everybody knows that. But in all seriousness, though, you know, it's like, you know, a bird in the bush is worth seven in the bath. A bird with two stones is worth a carrier pigeon. A bird in the hand is worth more than two in a stone. I don't know what it is, okay? I can't remember, okay? I'm not good at this stuff. I'm not good at talking good, okay? But what I am saying is the money in your hand is more valuable than your money left on the exchange. And so let's get the money off the exchange, put it in your hand, and let's see what you can do with it to make returns and to make yield without using crazy DeFi platforms where you have to give up your keys and give up your, you know, your private key and you lose all your crypto. So that's generally what I think we're going to see happen. That's what I want to happen. So let me know. Drop down in the comments below. What do you think is going to happen with Celsius? That's all I got. Be blessed. We'll see you tomorrow, Minneapolis. BitBoy out.